Get it going. Yeah. Get it going.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh, shit.
You done fucked up, man.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, all right?
Oh, this is Stephen Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, who's always ready to drop the anchor, Nikki G.
Yo, yo.
What it do, cuz?
Oh, huh? Same old stuff.
Same old.
Getting ready for a big win this weekend, yeah. You know it.
I'm back in the studio.
Yep.
Good win for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna make you run this week.
You know it.
Time
yeah.
to start the run.
I think I probably already told the people that in our mini episode. They know it's this is the week.
This is the week.
They know.
They know. I like it.
I think I'm doing well after the Thursday game.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan did
that
well.
Was a good game.
Yep. So on track. Also with us as always, fresh from an exciting event in Nevada.
Oh yeah, Nevada!
Had
holy
to be
shit!
Rushed off stage.
I'm glad we got it with us.
Right, your friend and mine,
President Trump.
Ah, Don. Don is with us in the building.
How you doing tonight, Don?
Yeah, what's the good word?
I beat China all the time.
I know you do. I beat Maynard.
Better than I can say.
All righty.
I believe last week was still my 1 point loss, right?
Oh yeah,
it already
yeah.
seems
so long ago.
But yeah. So anyway, we won't rehash that.
Yeah, we're gonna
try to get through this a little quicker than our episode
last time.
Just hit the matchups and do some asks and tell you who we think's gonna be
See,
good.
We're live, so I'm getting,
we're live on Ustream. Yeah. Somebody's watching us.
Yeah, so we just jump right into it.
Yeah, right.
Starting with the Dallas-Cleveland game.
Yeah. You know what? We're just going to start off like that.
Go ahead.
We're going to make that our Rex Ryan shoe-in of the week.
Rex Ryan shoe-in of the week.
Yep, we think Dallas Cowboys, they're going to boot up.
Yeah, they're going to step right on top of Cleveland. I think, should be noted, I think Kessler, is Kevin back from the concussion
Kessler's
protocol?
Kessler's starting.
I think that elevates some of their players.
Over McCown? I don't know. You think? I feel like if McCown was there and able to stay healthy, he might have liked that. And they're shuffling him back and forth.
But I think didn't Kessler make the start for the season?
I think he came in after McCown first got hurt. I feel like this is McCown's second time going out. And Kessler had, like, a good game, so... No, I'm with you though. Possible, like maybe a streamer, but you're not.
That's why this is the Rex Ryan shoot of the week. We got Dallas by a touchdown.
Yeah, at least. With Dez Bryant back, I think Dez is.
And really didn't show any signs of weakness.
No, yeah.
I think, like you said, and I'm glad you said it. If you got Dez, you play him.
If you got Dez, you play him. That's why
so,
you drafted
you know,
him. You don't.
You know, Ezekiel didn't have the performance game I thought he might against. Whoever they played last week, but that's because Dak Prescott got all the points in that one, so nothing you can really do about that.
And
still had like 8 points, which is still, you know, for him to shit the bed at 8 points.
Yeah, you're all right with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's money you take all day.
Is that all? That's all Elliott had last week?
Yeah, I think he had like 73 yards.
Wow. I like him a lot this week.
And the Browns, which, you know, is... not looked so good.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think Dallas is averaging like 11 rushing first downs. they just run the ball and get first downs all the time. So
yeah, you can't argue with that, huh?
Yeah, Browns defense is not looking good, especially for passing touchdowns as well. So I think you play any Dallas player, I think.
Yeah, here's what I was looking for. After allowing 114 rushing yards per game through 5 weeks, Cleveland has allowed 193 rushing yards per game over the past 3 weeks. So you got to like Dallas running backs. You got to like Elliott to have a huge game.
Yep.
And, you're right. Dak should be good. Dez should be good.
I'll even Winton. I'd be up on Winton.
Yeah,
he got that touchdown.
He caught that, touchdown. I think so that's all he's that's he's boom bust on your touchdown. If it's that bye heavy week. So
yeah, another bye heavy week.
Yeah, Winton's. I mean, obviously not the worst.
Yeah,
yeah, he knows how to find the end zone, but
Pitta, I don't. He do worse.
Yeah, I like him better than probably Pitta. Yeah, I still like Cole Beasley.
Yeah, Beasley could bounce back.
Terrell Pryor is probably.
And see, I think he might be the best player on that team.
Most likely, yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you can get him in some space. He's fast.
The Crow seems to have been dropping off a little bit. How do you feel about the Crow this week?
I think that I'm probably still playing him because I got Cincy on a bye.
Yeah, it's a short week.
It's
so.
Still tough for me.
I feel like it's not his best matchup, though.
No, not necessarily. Dallas isn't the greatest defense, but they're you know, that's not, they don't have to be good. It's their offensive line that's so good. They put up numbers that way and control the ball. So I would be down on Cleveland, but, you know, how are you ever up on Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't think, I just don't think Crow has that big of a game.
I mean, like, his biggest game, is he's just consistent. He's going to get points. He's probably going to get, you know, he's going to get the goal line work. He's going to get all the rushing touches. But whether or not he does anything with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he just hasn't really recently.
As of late, yeah, no.
All right. Dallas defense also was pretty available, so.
Oh, yeah.
I think we probably hit that last time. But, yeah. We got next, KC.
Jacksonville at Kansas City.
Kansas
City all day.
Chiefs are a pretty big favorite.
Yep. 3-0 at home. The Chiefs, I think, no reason why we don't see them keeping it rolling, even with Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, he threw that nice-looking touchdown pass. I kind of like him better than Smith, I know.
As far as numbers-wise.
Passing, yeah. Unfortunately, they don't have a lot of good wide receivers there. Macklin has been... just like not, you know, he hasn't been doing much, so I don't know. It seems like it makes it hard for Foles, but you know, who knows? Maybe that's just because Alex Smith doesn't really throw the ball around a lot. You know, he's like those short little passes and hand it off to whoever.
I suppose in that aspect, that could
maybe you could see the emergence of more dominant wide
Macklin.
Receivers with. Yeah, maybe it actually helps Macklin that Foles is in this week. But yeah, otherwise that Tyreek Hill looked like he's been scoring some points, getting some more looks, and he made a crazy catch in the end zone. Two long touchdowns in the past 2 weeks. Just doesn't have a lot of targets yet, but with long touchdowns, and now you got Foles coming in who likes to throw the ball more. I feel like that's a good streaming option.
Yeah, especially somebody who's been on the up, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that Ware's still out.
Yeah, Ware is officially out, so Charkandrick West is the guy
West.
There.
So, you know, and West, he had, what, like five points last week? And he's had a couple games where he's had a couple touches, but... You know, last week he actually had a couple touches.
He's going to get full work now.
Yeah, he's going to get full work. Yeah. So he's going to be – they like to run that little screen to the right or the left. They love setting that up.
Yep.
And they'll move their running back out there. So if Foles can do that, they'll be able to roll on Jacksonville.
Yep.
Jaguar.
So I think that's all probably for the Chiefs that I like too much. I'm not feeling great about their receivers. But,
you think garbage time over there?
I mean, that's all Bortles does anyways, garbage time, right? And I don't like him this week.
So are you playing Robinson?
I might have to because I don't have any other choice with how many buys I have, but if Steve Smith is back, I think I'll play Smith over Robinson.
Fair enough.
That's like my only choice.
I guess
I could play Matt Asiata, do it in the flex, but that's a tough one too. Actually,
McKinnon might actually play too. So.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, this is gonna be an ugly game.
Yeah, I like Hearns better than Robinson on the on the other side, but I don't really like any any
was
Jaguars.
Last week the game, Bortles had the 30 points. Or was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think that was last week.
So higher or lower than 30?
Lower.
All right.
This says, what, the Chiefs have only allowed... the only quarterbacks to finish above QB 14 against the Chiefs were Breeze and Roethlisberger, and I just don't put Bortles in that class yet.
Yeah, definitely right? not.
So. Especially not on the road.
Yeah, and a Kansas City game that's really not playing bad.
Kansas City
D. They just are in the toughest division of fucking football.
Right. Kansas City D has been good. I like them for a play.
Yeah, any team
against Jacksonville. Goes without saying, I guess. What do we got next?
I got Detroit and Minnesota.
All right. Just let me give me a chance to find out. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
So, what do you think? Minnesota? Didn't really look like Minnesota, especially against the Bears. Their offensive coordinator resigned.
Left, but that was after last week, right? That happened like Monday. So
that
now,
was like Tuesday or
something
whatever,
like that.
Yeah.
So now we'll get to see if that has any impact or if their offense looks any different or whatever.
I mean, it kind of sucks because someone like Kyle Rudolph, in my opinion, is a great... He's great, but he looks what he's got. He's just a shitty offense there.
And with Bradford, you'd think they could be throwing the ball around a little bit more. And you got Diggs and Patterson,
I just think I think he's too short. He can't see over that big offensive line.
But I guess...
He's kind of a little guy.
Drew Brees has laid the blueprint, though, right? Like, if you're that little guy, don't you just study Brees tapes and you figure out how to do it?
It's a Sam Bradford. He studies himself. I got traded for first round draft pick, Sam.
First round draft pick. Who is Mike Jones?
Who?
Mike Jones.
Yeah, Stafford has been looking lights out as well too, man. I think
no, he hasn't. Pull up his recent stats. He's up and down. I'd say he's up and down at best.
Didn't they win that last game they played?
Okay, so he's been all right. 13-15, 27 is a good game, 18-7.
He started a little hotter then.
He started hot. So he's been, his last two games have been a little down, but yeah.
You think against this Minnesota team, though?
You wouldn't expect him to do better.
Right.
Right?
Going into the bye week. I don't think he could play staff against Minnesota, though.
But then again, Cutler just took him for 300 yards.
Yeah. Was that
was that Chicago? I think so.
Still,
I mean,
still. But you know, I think that's a testament to Cutler.
Damn right.
Him and Alshon have a thing, and Alshon is their star. So I think Cutler and Alshon, and those two are healthy. You got a Bears team that might win some games.
Agreed.
And Howard?
The run
the way Howard,
this week.
But no, I don't think I could play Stafford against Minnesota.
Yeah.
I just don't think I could pull the trigger on that. As far as anybody else, Theo Riddick.
Maybe. He had a good week last week, and you're probably short for running backs. So
you know,
I figure he'll find a spot in your lineup.
I guess out of all those, Marvin. It's all just a crapshoot over there.
Yeah.
Who's gonna get it?
I don't like Marvin Jones this week.
How about Ebron though?
I don't like him either. Yeah, I guess I'd probably go with Riddick if it's anybody over there. I guess if Jeffrey took him pretty well, Miller took him pretty well, so that's gotta bode well for Ebron. But yeah. Yeah, maybe Jones. But the Minnesota defense seems to be the best part of that team, so you can't like your fantasy options too well. Yeah,
Rudolph, I have Diggs. I think he's still on my bench. I might have to play him, but I don't think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just waiting to see what happens over there with the offensive coordinator situation. Maybe
Golden Tate, honestly. It seems like Jones has been down and Tate has been up. And Kyle Rudolph.
The given.
The Lions are terrible against the tight end, so he should find the end zone.
Yeah, he should step it right back.
And that's probably
the biggest. Yeah. That's probably the guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows? They could be in disarray without their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's true too. It could totally just be a shit storm. Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're trying to run some new offense, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe Diggs, maybe Asiata. Asiata, we went over. He's had like a pretty safe floor the last 4 weeks, but it's not a great ceiling. It's like 7-10. So,
All right, we got New York at Miami.
Steven, that's the New York Football Jets.
The Jets, J-E-T-S.
Jets. All right, I like it.
Forte had a couple good games there in a row, huh?
He had a couple, and then has that been the last 2 weeks that he's had two big games?
I want to say so. Yeah.
Yeah. In the 20s there, I suppose we ought to pull that up.
Got him right here. Yeah, 21 and 25.
Yeah, you gotta like that.
So, you know, he started with those two really big games, and then four games of single digits. Now he's back in the double digits. Granted, one is against Cleveland, but the other one, the 25, was against Baltimore.
Cleveland?
And, I mean, Baltimore is supposed to be better this year, so I think that he keeps it going against Miami.
Yeah.
Got a little better defensive line there, but still.
Yeah.
And you gotta like him out of, you know, all the other players there, right?
Yeah, I mean, boy, coming off of 2 weeks of 20-plus points, you gotta hope he does it again, right?
You know, and
you sure gotta think that. Yeah.
You know, Patrick Fitzryan wasn't, he was smart with the ball. He was smart with the ball against Cleveland, so.
So you're saying he's due for interceptions.
Saying he's due. A solid 14, and before that he had 8.
What do you think about Ajayi? You think he does it again? 200 rushing yards in a row?
Everything that I saw suggests that he was either fucking around the first half of the season, or he was hurt or something.
And if
this is really him now, and he does put up another 200 game, I don't think there would be anything to stop him. What would stop him then? Minnesota?
The Jets rush defense is the best he's faced, but the Jets have allowed 4 top 12 scores over the past 5 games. And he had 2 tough paper matchups entering the past 2 games. Yeah, you gotta like it. People are saying Tannehill is a stream. What do you think?
Tannehill? I will say this. I'm up on stills. I could be up on stills this week.
Yeah, you think so?
I could be up on Kenny, because every time I doubt him, he pulls some shit. So
yeah,
I think
I like him as a good dice roll on a bye week, especially against the Jets, right?
Right. Yeah. Tannehill, I mean, why would you be up on Tannehill? He's got one game above 20.
Just because
against Tennessee, 3 points.
I have no idea. I was just parroting trying to get your take. I cannot make a case for it.
Okay, coming off, he just got off his bye week, so you think that he's got extra time to prepare. I'm just making a case for it.
Yeah, right? No, I didn't know why people were saying it either, so I thought we'd talk about it. And, like, they're not.
At Miami against Tennessee, 3 points. Tennessee that good, huh? Tannehill that bad.
Yeah.
Barely over 200 yards last week.
7 and 6. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't like it either, unless you're really deep and desperate.
The reality is, he got 2 points out of escaping.
I suppose if you're in a 10 or 12 team league, though, and you got 8 or whatever
deep
on buys,
I say,
and people
I
got
deep
a couple on a roster, you're like, I guess I'm starting Tannehill.
And I mean, he's definitely available. Not even 24% or 25% owned, so.
Like, I'd probably take him over, like, Kessler, maybe, or...
But, yeah, I like his matchup, I guess, on paper.
Yeah.
On paper.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
The reality
Jarvis Landry seems to be the only guy up there. I know people are up on Devontae Parker a little bit, but, yeah, Jarvis Landry, and then I think still...
And I like
two.
still, yeah. I didn't say his name. He continues to prove me wrong. So, prove me wrong, Stills. Here we go. Right.
Powell found the end zone last week.
Yeah.
So
that was a running.
If you really, know. Yeah. Jets running back. If you really need a running back, he's probably available in quite a few leagues, and there's that chance he's getting work, and he can break one.
Yeah,
off.
he could vulture very easily, and, you know, yep. on a, after a big play, Jay comes out or Forte, excuse me.
Yep, and exactly. So
now, there's certainly worse plays.
I thought that was worth mentioning. Man, Brandon Marshall has been getting just stuffed. Like, he's only catching like 40% of his targets, and he's going for. What 1 point per target or something, you know? It's
just
awful.
Sell him,
if you can sell him, yeah. So, but I think you still got to play him this week because what else are you gonna
what
do?
What else are you gonna do?
Yeah,
I think I've said it last show. I'm big up on Anuwa.
A little up on Anuwa too.
Yeah,
so,
he seems to be, you know, that big black stature. You know, he really takes up some space. You got to respect his ability to take up space.
Yes, sir.
What else we got on that? What do you think of anything else?
I think that's all I got for that game.
Alrighty.
How about you?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. What do we got next?
I got Pittsburgh at Baltimore. These games always seem to be very low scoring, especially with the possibility Ben not playing.
I think Ben's going to come back.
I think he will. 3 weeks after having surgery.
3 weeks after having
surgery. He's been
surgery.
Known to recover quick, but I think, what is he, 34, 36?
God, he's got to be about 34, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how fast 35. You can heal when you get old like that.
Yeah, right.
Especially then go throw a football and run around on it.
Although, I mean...
But he's been known to do that,
yeah, he's
so...
Been, he's been that guy. That's, so.
It's going to be one to check right before. It's a 1 o'clock game. So
either way, though, it's at Baltimore, right?
Right.
And Ben
away
doesn't
game.
Play well on the road, and he doesn't play well coming off an injury.
Right. And
so,
this is like kind of becoming a huge rivalry. So I bet you're right that he does play, but
yeah, very but I'm pretty much down on the rest of it.
Yeah.
And.
Gotta like
neither him. One of their offenses has been that great.
West,
right about
West
now.
West as of late, but
yeah.
That's just because he's finally settling into that number one spot.
I feel like haven't they been using the other guys a little bit more in the last few weeks, more than they did in the first few?
Just that he had that other that big game just that other day. I thought, or was that 2 weeks ago?
Off the top of my head, I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
it was 2 weeks ago. It was against the Giants.
Yeah, so he went big and then not so good and then big and
not so
good. Yeah, nothing.
So then bye week, Pittsburgh. Coming off bye week, I think he might be fresh.
Yeah.
Poised to really run it up, which, you know, is the Pittsburgh defense giving up the 10th most in the league.
Yeah, they gave up one of those games to Ajayi, one of those 200-yard games. So I guess you got to like that matchup
like
for
West's
sure, huh?
Matchup
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
As far as the other guy, what, just Kez? Is that what you're talking about?
No. What, they brought up that rookie, and then they were giving Dixon some, too.
They got a lot of running backs over there.
It doesn't matter.
Kenneth Dixon.
Yeah. You know, he's getting a few carries here and there. Who was the other guy? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So what? Steve Smith is listed as questionable.
Yeah, he might come back. I think if he plays, I like him.
3 weeks he's been out.
He sees the majority of their targets when he plays, and
He played what?
Everybody
practiced
else sucks.
Every day this week, so
he steadily increased his practicing, you know, whatever quantity or
that's gonna be another one you're gonna have to watch until the game starts.
Yeah, but I like Steve Smith, man. He still plays hard.
He's a beast.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't get hurt out there.
And as far as Pittsburgh, if Ben plays, you like the possibility that Brown could have a good game, but
not Not a lot. I mean, you're sure a lot happier for Brown if Ben plays. I think you're playing Brown no matter what, right?
Yeah, Ben is projected at 16.
So they're saying he's coming.
Saying he's gonna have some
a truly great leader.
He's gonna have something. And this has got Brown projected at 12, so
yeah.
I might actually play him.
Yeah. People are talking about Sammy Coates too. I think he's coming back from whatever happened. I think he cut his hand open or something. And he was catching lots of balls over 20 yards. So.
Yeah, Coates was kind of the number two guy, right?
Yeah, although I think I don't like this week for, I mean, I guess.
He had 25 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but with him coming back and Ben coming back and being on the road, and if Ben's injured, you got to think it'll be hard for him to buy enough time to throw to those deep routes that Coates likes to run maybe. But
I think this is a kick-heavy game.
I agree. Yeah. Picked up Tucker in the other league. Because,
oh, nice.
Yeah, he was available. Yeah. I agree with that kick-heavy.
Yeah, kick-heavy game, I think. I guess I'd say high score. I believe it'll probably be Bell.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell is definitely the offensive player I like most over there. On the other side, I think probably Justin Tucker. He'll probably get you four field goals and an extra point, something like that, maybe two.
All right, I got Phillies at the Giants.
The New York football Giants.
Well, these teams are both tied, same division. One of them's got to lose.
They're both tied.
Looks like the Eagles by 2.5. I really don't know how to say what's going to happen in this game because I can't figure out what they're doing with the running back situation. It seems like it's Sproles.
Both teams. Sproles seems to have taken over the lead, but Matthews still
gets the goal line
work. So really, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Flip a coin on that.
Yeah.
And then, Jennings had a respectable like 8 or something last week.
But it's like the same situation over there. Basically, I stay away from it.
Yeah.
And neither team is putting a lot of offensive yards up. Eagles. 256 per game, Giants 296. So I mean, if you got to split
that, Jennings had 10 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he was on the bye last week.
On the bye, yeah. So if you got to split 250 and 290 yards between a couple receivers and a couple running backs, and a tight end, there's just not enough to go.
There's
not enough to go around,
yeah.
You're hoping you get in the end zone,
yeah.
But you're not finding the end zone a lot on 250 yards.
Against the Rams, Manning only threw 200 yards, 196.
Right?
Against the Rams.
So I'm pretty much
You think he's going to do any better against what I consider
the
good
Eagles a pretty good
Philly defense.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
so
special teams, too.
Stay
I guess
away from
Philly
Eli.
Special teams is getting it done. Yeah. Yeah, I think Odell Beckham is the only one over there that I really like, and I don't even like Odell. Yeah.
Yeah, if you got Odell, you know his situation. You have to play him.
Yeah, I'm down.
Really,
they
just don't have a fucking choice.
People were picking up Sterling Shepard after a hot start, and
yeah, I think Shepard will find the end zone. I think he'll find the end
zone
this week.
Ooh, that's a bit of a bold prediction. Yeah. Especially on a bye heavy week.
Yeah, couple weeks with really nothing.
Yeah,
I think he gets it going.
Hey, you heard it here.
Go back to Odell. I didn't realize that huge game he had was in the 30s.
Oh yeah,
32.
That was against me. That was that game where he had like 0, -1 until damn near halftime, and then just exploded and made a fool of himself.
Yeah, he really gave me the old spit roast.
Right.
This has him at 9. I see him a little higher than 9.
Odell, yeah, I got him at 15.
Oh, all right, I like
9
that too.
Touchdown. Yeah, the only other player I like, I guess, is Jordan Matthews.
And that's his goal line work. So I mean,
that's Ryan Matthews. Jordan Matthews is
the
receiver.
The receiver,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
His targets have been inconsistent.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't seem like he's... I was about to say it seemed like he was on the down slope, but...
But the Giants are...
He just... I feel like he drops those important catches.
Yeah. You can't. Hey, what can you say about that? But the Giants are allowing top 24 weeks to interior receivers Tavon Austin, Randall Cobb, Jameson Crowder, Willie Snead. That Jordan Matthews kind of plays that role. So possible upside.
Yeah, possible.
Possible.
You like Carson Wentz this week?
No, I don't like Carson Wentz any week. I mean, if they're going for 250 yards, how much can you like him?
All right.
And you got to imagine 75 of those are rush yards, so he's putting you at 180. How many times can you find the end zone with that? That puts him at 7. Even if he finds the end zone twice, you know, that's a ceiling. You can give him 20 yards, too. That's a ceiling of 17. That's with no picks.
Right. Let's see. Sproles had 9 last week, and Ryan Matthews had 7 last week.
Yep.
So they really are splitting it over there. And it seems like maybe Matthews gets a little bit more in the passing department. But he vultured that rushing touchdown. And then, what did we say? Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a decent game for Carson Wentz. He had 12.
Yeah.
Against Dallas. So, I don't know. I can see him doing a little better than 12 this week.
Not me. Not me. I got him at probably about 10.
All right. Well, we'll definitely see then.
Not to break up the pace of the show, but maybe we should speed our pace up a little bit.
Sure.
So we don't end up doing another 2-hour show. We're already a half hour in, and we're only halfway through our matchups.
We can only get a couple left.
You think?
We got 4 of them? 5 of them? 1, 2, 3, 6?
And we've done 6, so halfway through our matchups. If we're going to do any ass, that'll put us at like an hour and a half unless we just pick it up a little bit. I say we just do it quick.
All right, I got Saints at Niners.
All right. What do you think?
I think like I said last week, I'm big up on Cooks this week. I think he'll get the touchdowns.
Yeah, all those three receivers, I mean, they're going to get work. So, yeah.
Don't really like any of the running backs over there. I think as far as 49ers, excuse me.
Yeah.
Don't really like anyone over there.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch Hyde. It looks like he might be out. They were saying Harris behind him, but it...
I mean, could you really see yourself playing DeJuan Harris?
It's only... I mean, we've said it, only if you're really desperate, right?
Yeah.
Ingram had a terrible week last week.
Yeah, he had that fumble. So
it's going to be Hightower?
I'm up on Hightower.
And the 49ers have been bad against the rush, so I think either of them probably is a decent play in a week like this week. But, yeah. Up on Hightower. Kobe Fleener has been doing crappy the past few weeks,
yep.
So should be noted. Whatever, for whatever reason. You gotta
Breeze,
like, you
Breeze,
gotta
you gotta
like Breeze.
And the
Kaepernick, what do you think?
Nope.
He's getting his points via rush. So.
He's getting his points via rush.
Yeah.
Can't see myself playing Kaepernick.
Yep.
Unless you're banking on all rush. You know, who's he going to throw to? He's
exactly.
Got no one to throw to.
Exactly.
That tight end had one monster game, and that was that's all they've had.
There we go. That's a better pace, right? When you just fucking crush them like that.
Carolina at, this still says St. Louis.
The St. Louis Rams, hey.
L.A. Rams. Carolina looking like shit. The Rams have a better record than Carolina.
Any word on Cam?
Oh, I think he's playing, isn't he?
He went out with a concussion. I mean, you got to pass protocol, right?
I didn't think he did go out with it. I'll be damned. Well, in that case, you like what? What is his name?
Derek Anderson is behind
him.
I don't know if he may have passed protocol. I guess I hadn't been able to find anything, so should have checked before we went on, but. And what, Stewart has been going crazy the past 2 games, right?
Yeah.
It
doesn't really say anything about him not playing.
All right, well.
So I would assume I would assume he's going to play.
Yeah, all right, all right. Good to know, good to know.
I mean, yeah. So, I think he just had a tough matchup last week and got his ass kicked. I didn't think he... he got stomped on.
Oh, yeah, he left the game and the guy got a fine for the hit.
Really?
Yeah. And Cam was like... He was whining in the press conference.
Crying to the fucking...
Yeah.
Crying to the...
It was a big deal.
Yeah. What do you think, Stewart going to do it again this week?
I think I like it again. Especially if Cam is any bit limited, you know, you figure they'll lean on the running game a little bit more.
And Greg Olsen, I think I saw some statistic. Yeah. He's like got the most targets of like a receiver.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
The Rams are pretty good against the tight end, but you still gotta like.
Still like
Greg Olsen.
Yep.
You buying anybody over on LA? I think
Keenum even playing?
Think so, yeah. Yep. People are talking about him as a streamer. Because Keenum. Panthers have allowed 15 or more points to 5 of the last 6 quarterbacks. Yeah.
Ugh.
Kendricks has had a lot of targets at tight end in the last 2 weeks. I think 17 targets over the last 2 weeks, so you gotta like that. Right?
Well, Case Keenum's coming off the bye week. But before that, he was picked off 4 times by the Giants.
Yeah, you can't like that.
Against the Giants.
So I guess...
So, I really don't...
Carolina defense just had a good week, too. You might...
I can't see Case Keenum as a streamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Kelvin Benjamin has really been a bust. So has Todd Gurley, too, though.
Well, nah, this is something I was going to ask you. I think that's not so much Todd Gurley's fault as it is just the team.
We've said that. Yeah, we've gone over that.
You know, while everyone's like, he was a big disappointment, it's like, well, it's not necessarily him.
Yeah.
It's his team.
Yeah. It's, you got to have your blocking and et cetera, et cetera. Carolina's allowing fewest yards per carry to opposing backs, so you can't like that either, right?
Yeah.
Kind of down on probably...
This will probably just be a wash of a game, especially if Cam doesn't play.
Right, go Carolina.
How about Tavon Austin? Good for 3?
Yeah, at least 3, but... Oh, man, I don't know. I almost like Kenny Britt better if I got to play somebody from over there.
Fair enough. I can agree with that.
But kind of a coin flip also, right?
All right, we got Tennessee now at San Diego.
I like it.
This should be a good game.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon, one of the better running backs in the league, in my opinion, against
Murray.
Yeah,
he's been having a great year.
Who is
DeMarco Murray's been having a great year.
Doing it all over. Fildo. Doing pretty good.
Doing what Fildo does.
Doing what Fildo does. Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. A couple
going.
Of stellar games. Yep.
And just in my opinion, the only one I really like out there, I really like for Tennessee, is Kendall Wright, who as of late has really been getting it going.
He's got it going 2 of the last 3 games, I think. Delanie Walker, a little bit. 32.1% of his receptions gone for 20 or more. Second to only Gronk. So.
Nice.
You gotta like
that
if he's getting the targets,
the big play,
you know,
the big
yep,
play
big
touchdown.
Play, right?
Something's going on with Henry.
Yeah. Henry's been way down, and since
fell off the fucking
since
boat.
Gates came back, his snaps and targets have just been going down 5 consecutive games. Only over 4 targets once since Gates has been back. Which,
yeah, Gates had 9 last week. He got
and
that
that's
touchdown.
Only because he got the touchdown. Yep. Otherwise, it almost seems like a mistake. I mean, when Gates went out, Henry went off.
Well, it looks like Henry is injured.
Hunter Hurst Helmsley.
Hunter Hurst Henry.
The Triple H.
Triple H. Yeah, no, he didn't practice Thursday. And he's already been rolled out against the Titans, so...
Wow.
So, yeah,
I guess that helps Gates, but...
He's not going to be playing.
Yeah. It seems like Gates is only good for
their
that
other
tight
end.
That goal line work.
Cleveland?
Yeah, hey, shout out to Cleveland, too.
Cleveland and McGrath.
Nice try in the World Series there.
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
All right. This should be a good game.
Yeah, I agree.
I see a lot of points in this game.
I see a good amount of
Murray
points.
Murray probably getting one on the ground, one running.
Mariota
throwing another one.
I think Derrick Henry might be a good play behind him if you're short on a running back.
He's probably
available. He had a good week last week, and it seems like they're going to use him more. I think that's what the coach said.
Coach said he wanted to get him more involved. Yeah, he had 15 against Jacksonville last week. Projected at 6. I bet he does better than 6.
Yeah, I would agree with that. A possible sneaky streamer there.
Yeah.
Also, Tyrell Williams, I feel like, is going to be the guy, the receiver. In San Diego.
I've always liked Tyrell.
Yeah, right? They say Benjamin's playing hurt, and
Inman
his targets have gone down steadily over the past two weeks. So.
The game plan there, I think, is feed Gordon more.
Yeah.
And then throw to Tyrell when they have to and Gates.
Yep. So I think that's...
Whereas Mariota's throwing to Wright, Walker, Murray, Hunter, or Henry.
Henry? Cleveland.
Cleveland. So... I'm excited for this game. Should be a lot of offense.
Yeah, for Cleveland at San Diego at Tennessee. Cleveland.
The
fucking earworm.
Colts at Packers. Packers by 7. Ty Montgomery coming back off of illness, I think.
Yeah, well, I think possibly with the sickle cell trait, you have to... You sometimes just have to see how you feel that day, you know? Sometimes, like stressful situations tax your body more, I think.
Right.
And, I talked to actually one of our listeners about this. But you know, sometimes it might be like, oh, yeah, he looks fine. Yeah, he's going
to
play. And then, you know, you just don't
feel
whatever. Yeah, you don't feel well. So
says he was limited this week.
I mean, if you got Ty Montgomery, I think you basically have to be checking Twitter and stuff an hour before lineups lock and have a backup plan.
And that's an afternoon game, so you should have time for that.
Well, hopefully you have a backup plan. There's not a lot of games this week.
If you're going to try and play Montgomery...
Put him in your flex so you can swap something out.
And I think Cobb is still going to be out.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Cobb's still going to be out. So the only other one is Adams.
We should check that. I think Cobb's going to play. But I don't know, so we should check that. Dante Moncrief, since coming back, on the other side here with Indianapolis, has played a lot better. What he fought his two games, he's scored touchdowns. And, him and T.Y. Hilton seem to be... What do you got on Cobb over there?
Let's see. It says he's limited all week.
Limited in practice.
Says he's McCarthy said he's not as far along as he'd like to be.
Who says that?
McCarthy. Yeah, so there's definitely questions on Cobb still.
Yeah, you gotta watch that going into the game, I suppose.
Yeah, he's remained limited all week.
Game time decision, questionable.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't think he's going to play.
I like the matchup if he does play, because I feel like Vontae Davis goes to Jordy Nelson and that opens up Cobb more.
Yep.
Ty Montgomery is going to probably play running back.
Yeah, and it should be noted he's still listed as a receiver, but he's been getting a lot of running back looks. And Starks with a knee and Eddie
Lacy's
with IR. So
the other
one is Jackson or something?
And Devontae Adams? Receiver?
Yeah.
And
something was wrong with him last week too, right?
My lord. He's been pretty productive. I think he's a go. Yeah. And let's see.
He had that big game against Chicago, but he didn't do. He only had 7 points.
70 yards, though. You gotta like the usage at least, and quite a few targets. So you just hope he finds the end zone. Probably a decent play on a short week. Also, Don Jackson is the guy?
Yeah, Don Jackson is what they list for their running back.
Yep.
So, I don't know how much you can trust a Don Jackson. They already cut Nile Davis.
Kai, Donnie, Don.
exactly what Trump said.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. That's hogwash is what that is.
You heard it here. We like Don Jackson if Ty is out.
Kai, Donnie, Don.
Luck, I think he still listens questionable with a shoulder. I think he's going to play.
He's going to play.
Gore, I like Gore over there.
The matchup isn't great for Gore, but you got to like Gore. I mean, Gore. He's been producing.
He's old, too, 30.
Yeah, you know? Yep.
So, and Luck, surprisingly, I just don't believe it. He's like, you know, number two, number three or somewhere up there. Just having a year.
Right.
Just really fucked us all last year.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what you hope for.
I like
T.Y.
Like
Hilton.
Rogers.
Jack Doyle's an all right play. The Packers.
You just wanted to say Jack Doyle's name.
Jack Doyle. Yeah, I think I'm probably playing Jack Doyle this week. Unless I could go with a guy like Kendricks, I think, is out there. Probably make my famous Sunday morning decision.
All right. Anything else on that one?
Not that I can think of.
All righty. Denver at Oakland.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this game. This Sunday night game.
Should be a good game, at least, football-wise, fantasy-wise.
Yeah.
I don't like it too much. I don't like anybody
I like
in Oakland,
anus.
I don't think.
I like anus.
I like... I know you do. Maybe you should keep that personal thing. But yeah, you gotta like the kickers, I suppose. And Janikowski, I know he had a bad week last week, but they're asking him to kick 50-yarders left
and
right.
And this is the thing: if Carr is really as good as we think he is, he'll have a good game this week. But I don't think he's as good as we think he is.
I mean,
it should be noted. I know another cornerback for Denver is out.
Yeah, but Carr could have a decent game without it being a strong fantasy producing game, right?
Right.
Like, if he goes out and just throws for 250 yards and doesn't get picked off, you know, three times or two times, you probably say, and they win, you say he had a good game, but it might only be 10 fantasy points. Just because, you know, crazy shit can happen.
Right. Yeah, and I don't see him having as near as a good game as he did last week.
No, he's not going to have a 30-point game. He's probably not going to have...
Lowest game this year. Lowest score for him this year, 9? Higher or lower?
Higher than 9, but I got him lower than 15. Probably about 14, 15.
How about our favorite on the other side there, Seaman?
Trevor Seaman. let's see. I got him at about the same, probably 12 to 13. I would play Carr. Well, boy, yeah.
Play Carr over Seaman?
That's a tough one, though. I don't know.
He had that... He
had one good game.
Yeah, one good game against Cincy.
Yeah.
That was when everyone was all excited.
Yeah. But I don't know.
This is at Oakland. This is in Raider territory. You know, they're going to have their crazy makeup on.
Yeah, right.
I don't...
He's a rookie, right? He'd just be scared.
I got him lower than Carr, for sure.
Yeah, I think I'd probably play Carr over Seaman.
I think we all know I like Sanders over Thomas.
Yeah, Devontae Booker there is
Booker
probably...
Booker is playing. He left that game, came back.
But he's a must-start.
Yep, he must-start. He's not even listed as injured, so...
Yep.
It's hard for me to say Murray or any of the running backs.
No,
I don't really like... You know, I guess I only like Carr over there, really.
I'm staying away from their whole lot unless I'm desperate. I suppose if you got Cooper, you're probably playing him, especially on a short week like this. But, man... It's tough.
Yeah, and he's listed as questionable, so.
What a dick.
Yeah, but he had his best game last week against Tampa Bay. The Broncos pass defense only allowed 94.8 yards per game to receivers. So
you really can't like.
You can't like anything. You can't like anything going on over there.
Right.
Unless that
you can't even
unless that, that replacement cornerback is on Crabtree, you know, something like that. But still, it's a whole defense that's, you know, you can't just lose one and your whole defense drop. Now this mentality over there.
This might be something though. Did you see that game at all last week when Wade Phillips got like run into and knocked down? He's the Denver defensive coordinator, right? He had to go to the hospital and stuff. I wonder if he's back.
God, yeah, I guess that could be interesting. Right? Without their defensive coordinator,
right?
That could hurt him.
And I mean, Wade Phillips has been around, former head coach at Dallas, Buffalo. You know, he's been defensive coordinator all over the place. He's a big part of that operation, I feel.
Yeah, that would hurt without him, huh?
Yeah, right. So just something to be noted, maybe, but probably doesn't affect fantasy that much.
Monday night's game.
That's it, huh?
Buffalo at Seattle.
Excellent. Yeah. Rex Ryan had to leave World Series Game 7 early to get there.
Yeah, so Seattle's projected by 7. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting game because Buffalo's playing maybe a little better as of late.
Yeah, well, they went on that run.
And then they... and Seattle has just looked like shit.
Seattle's offense has looked like shit.
Yeah.
Their defense...
Keep it a minute.
Yeah, even against like New Orleans, they allowed some points, but they kept them. They kept them alive. Man, yeah, Russell Wilson isn't right.
He's got like a hip and a pectoral. Yeah. So, I mean, this is the latter half of the season now, though. So if you're gonna turn it on, it'll be soon.
One thing to note on this game, I think LeSean McCoy and Percy Harvin said that they expect to play.
I think I did read that they said they're going to be using Harvin this week.
Right? That's great. you going to play him? You like him for a play?
No.
No.
No. Definitely not.
Oh, man, I kind of like it.
I think the only one who really played
really
there...
roll the dice. Just play Harvin on Monday night.
Oh, God.
We're making this exciting.
Oh, Jesus. No. I think Rawls might be coming back.
Yeah, and Michael's... usage went down a little bit anyway, old Christy there.
Yeah, I wish I could figure out who was calling him Christy on the field.
Just 51% of the team's snaps last week after 71% the few weeks before that. So
yeah, that'll be interesting to see where they keep going there. This has Brandon Cotton with an N. Cotton with an M.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. See how it plays out.
Yeah, I don't know. I can play Cotton.
Who is he?
I fucking know.
Okay. Well, glad we talked about it there. Yeah. How about Tyrod? Tripod.
Tripod?
You think he?
A little more up on him as of late.
Do you think the tripod does the three-legged shuffle? Into the end zone.
I think he gets a shuffler in there.
Shuffles into the end zone.
He gets a shuffle in. Wilson is not officially listed as injured, but...
He's an Iron Man, you know. He plays.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like it. He's not been fantasy... You know, he hasn't been productive fantasy-wise, so I don't like him for a play. Yeah. And... I don't know if you can like anything over there, then. I mean,
doesn't that drop all the receivers?
All
the
receivers,
Baldwin is the only
Baldwin
one I really,
maybe.
Really like.
Jimmy Graham has been getting a little more usage.
I guess you
late.
Could play Graham.
Did Graham score last week? I feel like he had a decent game. I can't remember off the top of my head. What? Yeah, let's see.
God, yeah,
Buffalo is pretty good against tight ends. This says... But the only two good tight ends they've faced have produced, so.
So, you know, Graham has a chance in the bye heavy week, so.
Yeah.
Let's see, I got his numbers here. He had 3 last week, 5 the week before that, 8 before that.
Ew.
So, he's on a slump trend.
Yeah, he had
coming
those
off
couple
the bye.
Games.
Yeah. And honestly, the next couple weeks for him don't look too good until
like
he gets
him.
To Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might be able to... And he's owned in all these leagues, so if you got him, you probably are thinking about playing him, and I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea.
The possibility of Wilson
not playing.
I dropped Jimmy Graham in the other league after, like, the first 2 weeks. I was like, this fool's done.
Yeah, then he had, like, 2 good games, and that was it.
Then I Fuck.
Just getting screwed over there.
You know it. Seattle's good against the run. So, I mean, obviously you play McCoy if he's playing, but what do you think? Tempered expectations?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 12, 13?
The thing with McCoy, if he plays, you know, he's going to have more than 10 points. He's going to get that touchdown. He's going to get 40, 50 yards at least.
Yeah, I'd like him at around the 12, 13 for sure.
And what, Gillis Lee?
Had a good game last week.
It seems they could easily limit McCoy and still play him. So it could be both good and or bad.
Well, it's bad if you're a McCoy owner.
Yeah.
If you're a Gillis Lee owner, probably not the greatest thing either because it gives you more to think about.
It'll definitely be an interesting Monday night game.
Yeah, right. It should be a good game.
I think if McCoy doesn't play, though, you have to play Gilly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And yeah, well, it's against Seattle, so it's tough. But like we've said, with so many buys, yeah, you probably have no choice.
He's like one of those lower-tier players
hopefully,
I think is good.
Yeah, hopefully if you own McCoy, you handcuffed him with Gillis Lee, so you have that option.
All right, that's it for the matchups.
Yeah.
So I got a couple asks.
Oh, yeah,
here.
I got quite a few, too. I finally got it. Finally was ready.
Finally figured it out.
Yeah, right.
All righty. Let's see. Rivers or Prescott?
I think I like Dak.
Yeah, I like Dak as well.
Moncrief or Allen Robinson?
Moncrief.
Agreed.
Ben or Wilson?
Oof. I
want to say Ben.
I guess Ben, yeah, but that's tough. How about the Crow or Ty Montgomery?
I like the Crow.
Agreed.
Okay. How about this one then? Newton or Ben?
Newton. Brandon Marshall or Davante Adams?
Ooh.
Right? That's kind of tough. I suppose it depends on if Cobb plays, kind of.
Yeah.
If Cobb's out, I like Adams.
Marshall's the number one guy there. You gotta like his
barely
chances for the opportunity. I guess I would go Adams.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Here's one that's close to my heart. Crabtree or Cooper?
For some reason in this matchup, I'm going to say Crabtree. I feel like against the good defense, the veteran leader will lead the way. And they'll shut down what's-his-name.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's see.
Travis Kelce or Eric Ebron?
Kelce.
Yeah, definitely Ebron against that Minnesota.
This seems silly, but I'll hit it anyway. Chedrick West or Ezekiel Elliott?
Oh, you got to go Elliott.
All day.
Charkandrick West is probably a good play, too. They could almost play both and feel pretty good about it.
Sproles or Gurley? Right? Don't you want to say Sproles? He had like
almost
nine.
Want to say Sproles, but I think you got to start Gurley. If you actually are having that question, I think you got to start the guy that's the workhorse, right?
Yeah.
And that you probably picked with your first pick overall.
Yeah.
Over a guy that you picked up off the bench. Well, this is an interesting one. Ty Montgomery or Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas has had good
last 4 weeks,
he
right?
He gets the target, so I think I do like Thomas.
I think I agree with you on that one.
How about Golden Tate or Tavon Austin?
I like Tate this week.
Tate?
Yep.
You like Tate every week, but
right in the middle there. The meaty center. Steve Smith or Quincy Enunwa?
Oh, I like Enunwa.
Really?
I like Enunwa.
I think I like Smith if he plays. We'll see, though.
You right? How about this one? Christine, Michael, or Jay Ajayi?
Oh, I think I like Ajayi.
Right?
I hate to say it because we all could have picked him up at one point.
I had him, and I fucking had him.
Right.
Like, and dropped him and then had him again.
This guy sucks. What the fuck? Fuck Fuck him.
Yeah.
What a turd.
I swear to God he was milking it.
What a fucking
He
turd.
Had to have been fucking milking it to be that good all of a sudden.
Right.
I think he was waiting for Foster to retire, and then he's like, oh, yeah, now I'm the number one.
Maybe he was. Maybe he was pissed. He's like, look that's he called me number one, or
I'm supposed to be the number one.
Number two, but I'm not putting my body at risk for this shit.
Right? I'm cool being the number two, but I ain't going to play hard.
I'm not going to play hard. I got an Escalade and a fucking box full of blunts.
Beasley or Hearns?
Probably go Beasley with the safe play, but Hearns, I like him best on Jacksonville.
Right. Can I kick
it? Yes, you can.
Jennings or West?
West, right?
Yeah. Rudolph or Gates? That's my situation.
I think I go Rudolph. I like the matchup and just
Dallas or Detroit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Gates is getting the work except for goal line.
He gets that goal line touchdown.
About Frank Gore or Michael Thomas, a flex question.
God, I want to go Gore, right?
Everybody's saying he's got such a bad matchup, but I feel like
against Green Bay.
That's what everybody's saying.
That's a bad matchup.
They're like they should smother the Indianapolis, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Didn't they just smother Jordan Howard against the Bears a couple weeks ago? I mean, yeah, it's
Dallas destroyed them on both sides.
I buy into Gore. He just seems like the workhorse. I think he's going to get you 10 points.
Yeah, he's going to get you, Michael Thomas is really basing his points off a long touchdown. How many? There's only a couple of those in each game, you know?
Are you sure about that? How many receptions did he have last week?
That one game he had, he was all over the place.
I feel like Snead was their long guy, but I could be wrong about this.
And Cooks as well, right?
Thomas. He's had...
he had that one game with a bunch of points.
But he's had pretty good reception totals, at least, and his yards have been all right. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Still like Gore.
Yeah. Yeah, just because the offense has to be split up so much over there. But, boy, you got to like...
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
six,
I like his flash.
10 and 5.
If he gets that opportunity, he's got the flash.
Yeah.
Where, like I said, Gore is probably more consistent with a solid 10.
But boy, you gotta like that receptions total.
PPR league is great.
Well, yeah. I would probably stay away from New Orleans in a PPR league, but just for a receiver there, I mean, there's so much split going on. He's almost seems to be becoming the top target.
Yeah. Jennings or Asiata?
Asiata. But, but I don't like it that much.
What about Delaney Walker or Kelsey?
I think I go Walker.
Ooh, nice.
Right? Flip the script. Kelsey or Pitta? Kelsey all day.
Kelsey all day.
Snead or Anunua?
Wow. Gotta like the matchup for Snead against the 49ers. Anunua, in my opinion, is coming up. I would take Snead just because he's got that chance for that bigger play.
Yeah.
Breeze really is, a better quarterback.
Yeah, you gotta think there's gonna be more offense there. Oh, Snead or Baldwin, I'll take Snead there too. Ooh, LeSean McCoy or Jonathan Stewart? That's a good one.
Every part of me wants to say Stewart.
I think I like Stewart's matchup better. I mean, Seattle's, solid rush defense for sure.
And who knows if McCoy's actually going to play.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Melvin Gordon or Devontae Booker? That's a pretty decent
that's
one.
That's a tough one. Right? I want to go Gordon.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, that Oakland defense is shit.
I think I want to go Booker. I think Tennessee's defense is a little better.
Carson Palmer.
More people are going Gordon though.
Carson Palmer or Winston?
I don't even know these matchups. Did we talk about this game?
Oh, they're on the bye weeks, aren't they?
I was gonna say I don't think this is a.
Well, it's gotta be Winston.
Didn't Winston? He played. Wasn't that the Thursday night game? Atlanta and...
Yeah.
And Palmer's on the bye, so yeah, that person is good for them. Hey, we like noobs. God, we need to get some noobs in our league again. Fuck. Remember Tim Sack? He was great. Always good for a win against Tim Sack.
Andrew Luck or Drew Prescott or Dak Prescott?
Oh, man. What's their matchups again?
Green Bay and Cleveland. Oh, Cleveland.
I think I got to go Dak just because it's against Cleveland, but...
Cleveland! Definitely!
I think they might... They're probably both good for 18 to 20.
Yeah, that's a nice position to be in, I guess. Especially, kind of like how Luck turned out this year.
I guess a lacerated kidney really is a difficult injury to play pro football with.
I guess.
Fucking pussy.
Who knew?
What a bitch.
Oh, here's a good one. Foles or Tannehill?
I think I'm going to roll the dice on Foles if I have that.
I think that's what right, I would
do against
as well.
Jacksonville. Right?
Benjamin? Kelvin Benjamin or Coop?
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to go with Kelvin Benjamin just since Coop's got that tough matchup. How about in L.A.? Which one you like better, Kenny Britt or Brian Quick?
Could be like either Britt. Or, right? I don't really...
I think Britt is getting more targets.
Fair enough.
How about Golden Tate or Steve Smith?
I like Smith.
We're the only one that voted Smith. That's all right. Like to go against the grain.
Hightower or Sproles this week?
Oh, I just wish I knew how they were going to use Hightower. I think I'd play Hightower, but they're probably both good for six, and you hope they find the end zone.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's all I got. What else you got?
I mean, we could probably keep going for as long as we want. Yeah. So we can do some quarterbacks.
Yeah, let's see what we got for the tougher ones.
Yeah. Quarterbacks. Ooh. Rodgers over Big Ben all day. Dak or Phillip Rivers?
Dak.
Alright. Yeah, against Cleveland. Breeze or Luck?
Ooh, I like Breeze.
Yeah. Breeze on the road, though.
Look at that matchup. 49ers.
Yeah, you
got look what Case Keenum did to him.
Gotta like the matchup, though, yep. Dak or Carr? You gotta go Dak on the matchup.
On the matchup all day.
Yep. Here we go. Cody Kessler or Case Keenum?
God,
I think I go Keenum.
Just because of the matchup. The Carolina secondary is in shambles.
And I like their receiving core a little better, and it just feels like if all things else are equal, you don't go with Cleveland, right?
Fair enough. That's a good one. Oh god.
You need tremendous stamina.
Just get Don's take. All
right, Don. We know how you feel about stamina. Seaman or Stafford?
Man. Staff against Minnesota?
I guess I want to go Seaman.
That's a tough one.
Just because Oakland's defense sucks.
Right? Most people are going with Staff, but I can see this definitely being one of Staff's bad games. You know, his single-digit games that he has every year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he's still Matt Stafford.
Foles or Flacco? Man.
You gotta like Foles' upside if he doesn't,
His upside, but you also gotta like the potential for being rusty and throwing a bunch of picks and dog shit. I think if I had to, I'd choose the Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. I do like the matchup, though.
Yeah, I suppose if Steve Smith is back, I'd go Flacco. If not, maybe I'd go Foles.
I like the possibility of Kansas City's game turning into just garbage. Just shootout.
Yeah.
Foles throwing Portals flowing.
That's just, yeah. That's what those Jacksonville games turn out to be usually, huh? They take a beating early and then come back.
Took a beating.
About Flacco or Eli?
God, I don't like either of those either.
Right?
Flacco.
You think so? Yeah. More people are going with Eli, but who knows? That's a tough one, especially against a pretty solid Philly D, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah, ouch.
Eli's always good for one of those four-pick games. Yeah. Well,
yeah, we call it
about an hour and 10. Yeah,
yeah, good enough. Yeah.
You got anything else to say, Don?
I love my life.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Don.
I will bring it back.
Bring it back, baby.
Good enough.
Good enough for me, Don. All righty. Well, I'm Steven Barbara.
Nikki G.
Gangsta Fantasy Football Podcast signing off.